Now, the Dingle Distillery International Film Festival returns this November for its third year. It'll host interactive workshops and insightful talks, and the festival offers something for everyone from documentaries and short films, family movies, and of course, one of the main attractions is the many workshops hosted by leading industry professionals. And to tell us more, I'm delighted to be joined in studio now by Festival Coordinator and Administrator of the Dingle Distillery International Film Festival, Maggie Breen. Maggie, thanks for joining us, and congrats on the launch of the Dingle Distillery International Film Festival. I suppose for anyone who hasn't heard about the festival before, could you tell us about it and what makes it so special?
Yeah, sure. So now we're in our third year. We've had a couple of festivals over the last number of years, and this year the festival takes place from the 7th to the 9th of November, and we have six master's talks and workshops, and we have a load of films. We have documentaries, shorts, features, and we have our master zone as well, where the guests will be doing talks and workshops.
Fantastic. So there'll be plenty for everyone when the time comes to it.
Yes.
It's an exciting time for Dingle as well, obviously with the festival returning, but on top of that, the recent developments with the Phoenix in the town. How significant is that for the town and for the film scene in West Kerry?
Yeah, it's absolutely massive, and you've reported on some of the community meetings that the new custodians, Killian Murphy and Yvonne McGuinness, had with us, and they were really extraordinary. The room was filled every meeting. It's such an important and iconic building, and not just that, it's not just the iconicness of it, it's that that's where people's the community heart is there, and they really understand that. And obviously Killian has a long-standing relationship with Kirkcaldy, and they understand the importance of the arts and film. And the village, the arts village that they are creating, is really beautiful and extraordinary, and it's what we need in these really challenging times.
Of course, it's fantastic, and I suppose Dingle has such a connection with film as well, obviously with Ryan's Daughter and Star Wars. It's kind of the perfect host location for such a festival.
Absolutely, and I mean, a lot of people come here to be inspired and to be around all of that nature, and you know, with other creatives as well. I mean, there's a poet on every corner.
Yeah.
So it's that mingling of minds, of creative minds, that is part of the festival as well. So it's not just about going in and watching these brilliant films and guests. It's about interacting with the different people there. And like, as any artist will know, you never know where the next idea is coming from or your next collaborative partner or whatever it is. So that's what we're really want to create as well, because I suppose even though we're a long way out from COVID now, I think people are still struggling a little bit to reconnect in that way. So
yeah,
that's something that we'd really encourage over the weekend, for people to just come and have coffee and chats.
Of course. And it's tough to get, obviously, as you said, it's such a long time ago, but it's tough to remingle with the creative process from those times. So as you said, it's kind of the perfect opportunity with the festival. And I suppose it's got a kind of unique distinction as well. It's the only film festival in the Gaeltacht region. Can you tell me a bit more about that?
Absolutely, yeah. So like, we are really passionate about having Irish as really in the heart of our programme. And we have brilliant support from Aileen the Gaeltacht, the Tubber, Rina Duchess and Dangan from Kerry County Council as well, in terms of Irish language. And, you know, we have just such huge respect for the culture and the language. And we have, I think it's, last counting, 13 films in, across all the categories.
Fantastic.
As well as bilingual and Irish events.
Yeah.
So, and all of our events, I mean, by the very nature of being in the Gaeltacht, everybody has a few words, or lots of people are fluent, of course. So there's Irish everywhere throughout the weekend.
Of course, and it's kind of a great part of the cultural momentum at the moment. You're seeing the Irish resurgence in lots of stuff. Obviously, you done Colleen Kuhn and the Oscars a few years ago, and the likes of things. Now, recently, Netflix adding the Gaeilge to the subtitles. And obviously, it's a great feeling for the part of the festival to have that uniqueness with the Irish language attached.
It is. It's fantastic. And like, I suppose a lot of our the filmmakers, I love the shorts programme that we have. So we've three shorts programmes, and there's a lot of shorts in there that are Irish or bilingual. And it just, it's a really good starting point for the language in film.
Mm.
And it's not like, it's not tokenism. It's because that's where they created, the work has been created in the place, and it comes out in Irish, and that's a decision that the filmmakers make. And you know, it's, Irish is really strong, as you know, on the world scene, mm-hmm. in terms of film at the moment, and the arts, you know, yeah. we're renowned, obviously, saints and scholars and artists and whatever.
Of course, that's fantastic. Could you tell me a bit more about the programmes you mentioned there? Is that kind of workshops, is it collaborations, or what sort of things?
So we have six talks, we're calling them master's talks and workshops, that's kind of the term in yeah. the industry. But what is important to say is that it's for everyone. These mm-hmm. talks and workshops are for everybody. We'll have, let me just see now, we have talk with Todd Komarnicki, who people will know, he co-produced Elf,
oh, whoa.
One of the things, yeah. and he was writer on Sully, Tom Hanks' yeah. blockbuster, Clint Eastwood and Tom Hanks' blockbuster. We have Winston Azzopardi, who people will know as producer of Gladiator 2,
yeah.
and his son Joe as well will be with him. He's an actor in the upcoming Enola Holmes 3, for any fans out whoa. There, which yeah. is Netflix. We've the brilliant Roz Hubbard, with casting director, doing a workshop on how to make it in Hollywood. And that's a really special one because we have Michael Fassbender's West End School of Arts, who we're collaborating on that. So a number of their students will come in and do live auditions and get live feedback. Very brave.
Whoa, yeah, yeah.
And in that workshop as well, we'll have a panel of actors, including the brilliant Aidan Gillen, Joe Azzopardi and Gearóid Chavna, yeah. all of whom are in films that are screening during the weekend.
Fantastic.
One more workshop, we also have Alan Gilson and Andrew on McGann, both are doing workshops. So Alan is doing a workshop, Elusive Truths documentary today. So, and both of these are documentary makers.
Fantastic.
So in the times we live in, yeah. it's just so critical that we have a way to see past the fake news and all of that, and, mm-hmm. and get to the truth of things.
Of course, and it's so important, as you said, with to deep dives into it, and
yes.
documentaries is more important than ever.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
Big time. And you kind of mentioned quite a number of different big names there. It must be very important, I suppose, and it highlights, I suppose, the esteem
yeah.
the festival is held in, that all of these names are coming to take part and collaborate and help out in a festival in such a scenic area like West Kerry. It's fantastic.
Yeah, no, and we do. I mean, we have a brilliant team and board, and each of those have their own connections within the industry, I would say, and mm-hmm. you know, that's, there's that kind of shared respect in the Irish film industry, and further, obviously, because we've got international people coming as well. So like, that is really important, and as well, it's, you know, filmmakers want to come and share their stories
yeah.
and share the knowledge that they've gained, and you know, we've all had people sort of helping us along the way or mentoring us, and they want to give back as well. So that's really important. And, you know, there are limited places obviously, there's a room is only so big. So, you know, I would definitely urge people to book in, and any students of film out there, definitely it's worth looking at the passes. The Master Pass will give you access to all of those talks and workshops.
Fantastic.
And anyone who loves film, of course, as I've said, it's
yeah.
for everybody.
So anyone who even just enjoys it, or even thinking of starting out and writing a few bits, it's
yeah.
got something for everybody, which is
absolutely.
Great.
Absolutely.
Yeah, 100%. And I suppose one of the pieces we were talking about beforehand was Mark McLaughlin's documentary,
yes.
Stolen Lives. We'd hope to chat to Mark as well today, but I believe he's on his way to Dublin for a premiere, is that right?
Yes, yeah. yeah, no, Mark's an incredible filmmaker and a real, like, he's the brains behind the festival, I would say. He'll hate me saying that, but there you go. But his film is about, you know the story, exonerees who
if you can explain for somebody at home who may not, I suppose a brief outline of what it is.
So it's basically the incredible story of the only death sentenced cop killer accused, exonerated and married couple in the world, Sonny Jacobs and Peter Pringle. And you may have heard of Sonny Jacobs recently in the last couple of months. She died tragically, unfortunately, in a house fire up in Connemara.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
But an incredible pair, and they both gave their lives after being released to helping other exonerees. And so Mark's film has interviews with a number of people around
yeah.
The world. Well, who have been exonerated and their stories. And fantastic. It's a really important piece of work.
And I imagine something on a topic like that would resonate with so many people in the festival communities as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's just, it's as well that kind of giving space to people, like I suppose that's the virtue of documentary, isn't it? Mm. Giving a platform to people to tell their story and do you do that and how do you... which is really interesting, the documentary makers we have coming as guests.
Yeah, of course. And even Mark alone there, as you said, is kind of to have somebody from Dingle bringing their pieces to a screening in Dublin, or even he went to Taiwan as well. That's it's such an impact from Kerry to the globe in, the,
yeah,
in this
absolutely.
Sphere as well.
Absolutely. No, it's and that's, I think that's how it should be, mm-hmm. I suppose. It's like, the important work should be seen.
Of course, yeah, 100%. And I suppose a big emphasis on the festival is supporting emerging talent. And I suppose you kind of touched on it earlier. One of the great things about it is how it supports up-and-coming filmmakers. Can you tell me about those opportunities that are there?
Yeah, so first of all, we have a course that we collaborate with on. It's a year-long academic film course. Hmm. And that's run over, I think, 4 or 5 years now.
Wow.
And it, you know, it's giving real pathways to sustainable jobs in the film industry. And a number of people who've come out of the course are either using it in their other artistic outlets or really working in film.
Yeah.
And then aside from that, during the festival, we have an award, the Davinia Award for Best Short International Short Film, and that is supported by Brian Destack and John Benny, Moriarty's Pub.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a €2,000 cash prize, which is obviously in the arts world, that's like
huge,
a million euro.
Yeah.
And aside from that, I suppose it's just giving them, there will be, you know, Q&As after each short screening, and it's a brilliant sort of opportunity to sort of take to the stage, you know, and show your work and to be in the room, as I've said, with all of these brilliant filmmakers who are coming down for the festival as well. And of course, a number of people are coming and we don't know they're coming yet. So it's definitely a place to be. You never know who might show up.
Of course, then that's a good thing as well. You kind of touched upon it there about, I suppose, the importance of the funding and the likes. And over COVID, you know, there was the artists and grants and things like that.
Mm.
Are there still grants like that, or should there be more support for this type of documentaries, arts?
Well, I mean, yeah, absolutely. The news that came out recently around the basic income for the arts, I mean, it's a no-brainer. Mm. Look at all the research they did and all the research that came out. It's a way to support artists. It's just a no-brainer. Like a lot of people have spoken around Irish language, and is it Cinefor that funding mechanism that has brought so many films in the last couple of years to the international stage, like to the world stage, and that's really what we need. And aside from that, like we're incredibly grateful to our sponsors, title sponsor Dingle Skellig Hotel, and our we were able to purchase equipment this year because obviously the Phoenix Cinema is closed for restoration with Leader funding, which is an incredible community fund through NEWKD.
Yeah.
And then we've other funds like funders like the Arts Council, Screen Ireland, and I've mentioned some of the Irish language, Samhain Festival as well.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's these Dingle Skellig Hotel and Sacred Heart, our zone sponsors. It's all of that, and it's all of our patrons and sponsors. The community support we get is incredible. And I must say, the community in Dingle are always amazing. They always come out and support everything.
Of course, that's the thing. And I suppose we kind of touched upon it already, but the things like the landscape and the spirit back in Dingle, it really is the perfect backdrop, not only for a festival, but for a film itself.
Yes, and we do. We have kind of in our kind of mission statement is that we want to show films on the edge, at the edge of Europe.
Wow.
So that it's something different, that maybe there's a different new technology being used in a film or a different angle to tell a story, you know. And we don't, as you see from our programme, we don't shy away from choosing difficult films or, you know. So that's really important to us as well.
Yeah, of course. I suppose visiting filmmakers and audiences Will they get a chance to experience the local culture either as part of the festival itself? Will they be able to?
Oh yeah, well we have festival clubs on both the Friday and Saturday night in Dick Max on Friday and in John Benny Moriarty's on Saturday, where there will be live music. So bring your dancing shoes. And, you know, apart from that, Dingle Skellig are open, our Dingle, sorry, distillery have their distillery tours, for example. That's a lovely rainy day thing option, which I'm guessing might be the case. And of course, definitely recommend driving around Sleighhead to experience the wild.
Of course. What did I say? The next stop is America, isn't it?
Yeah, that's it.
And I suppose with the festival this year, what's new with the festival versus previous iterations?
Well, it's just, I suppose, that we are really conscious, as I said, with Irish, making that much stronger as well, and making it really the centre of, because it is where we live and we have such a huge respect for the culture. And we're also very strong in like establishing Dingle as the place to see new Irish and international films that really push boundaries and give new perspectives, and also really extending that those opportunities for filmmakers, both locally and internationally, to come showcase their work. And for people coming in, for filmmakers and creatives and all people coming in, it's a really, we're really pushing the idea of encouraging the sharing of ideas and collaboration and all of that. And
It's fantastic. Yeah. And I suppose with Kerry and West Kerry and Dingle, the Irish language and that tradition of storytelling, and a film festival which is kind of wrapped around that whole process, it's kind of like Dingle is the meeting of the old Ireland and the new Ireland. It's
absolutely
fantastic.
And as well, in terms of our venues, like one of our venues is the Blasket Centre, obviously steeped in culture, looking out of the Blaskets there in Dunghreen. And our three other venues, we have the Dingle Skellig Hotel, we have Undeshirt, and we have the new campus of Sacred Heart University. So all of the venues have been incredibly supportive as well. And you know, they all have their own culture and their own tradition as well,
which is fantastic. I suppose, finally, how can people attend if they want to check out the Dingle Distillery International Film Festival?
Yeah, so if you go to our website, dinglefilmfest.com, all the films are up there. Our programme is almost ready. Well, the programme is done, but the brochure itself. So go on there, and Eventbrite, you can click through to Eventbrite to book your tickets. So definitely encourage everyone to come along.
Fantastic. And Maggie, I suppose, what's your own big hope for the festival this year? If there's an audience coming, what do you hope they're walking away from the film festival and from Dingle feeling?
I mean, like with any artistic endeavour, I suppose it's to inspire people, to make people think, to give people new ideas, and to connect as well. It's all of those things.
Fantastic. Maggie, you've been very generous with your time. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you.